Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the program. You can bring up anything that's on your mind here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio here tonight, you've got Ian.
And Aria.
And nobody.
Welcome back, Aria.
Thank you.
Just had an email come in today from Thomas Knapp, who's a longtime libertarian activist, and he said he'd been waiting and just had to ask the question, is Aria ever going to come back? I guess he didn't hear the episodes on which we were already asked that, I guess, by a caller or two here and there, and we said no. She just had surgery a few weeks ago. It's a throat surgery, so that's why you haven't been able to. Because usually if you cut yourself open, you can be on the radio, but
sure.
you did the one thing that makes it pretty difficult to be on the radio. You couldn't even talk at all for how long?
I was officially not allowed to speak for about 3 weeks. And, I mean, as you can hear now, my voice isn't 100% still.
Yeah.
I mean, it's recovering, but for the first 3 weeks, no, I could not speak at all. And if I attempted to, like if I had to yell at my dog or something, there was no sound whatsoever. It was really eerie.
You couldn't even whisper, right?
Right.
Wow. I can't imagine being around you and you not talking.
Dude, for 3 weeks, it is so hard not to say a word for 3 weeks. Like, I dropped a porcelain bowl on my foot, and this was like 2.5 weeks into it, so I was
yell.
So trained at that point that I didn't even attempt to yell. But just fighting that instinct to say something to other people, it's so difficult.
You could, like, injure yourself, right, in that time frame if you were to?
Yeah. I could have ripped the stitches, or whatever it was they did.
Okay.
I could have undone it, basically, and had to redo it all from the beginning.
Do you want to talk about why you had a throat surgery?
Well, it's vocal feminization surgery and Adam's apple removal.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'd forgotten that you'd done that part.
Yeah, so they just did both of the things at the same time.
Okay.
But it was really bizarre, right? I've never had any sort of major surgery, so I was just lying there talking to the people, and the next thing I know, I was waking up like 3 hours later. And they asked me a question. What kind of a jerk move is that? This person, groggy, not allowed to speak. The first thing that happens is you ask them a question. Really, dude? The first thing you should say is, okay, don't speak, but are you okay?
I have No Doubts song playing.
Yeah.
Don't speak.
All right, so welcome back. Obviously, you can take it as easy as you want here on the air. I don't know how. You've probably never talked 3 hours straight for, you know, the last 3 or 4 weeks.
No.
Obviously, you're on our third seat here tonight. It's probably going to be a while before you're going to return to the main hosting role, but whenever you're ready for it, obviously, we'd love to have you back doing that. But it's good to have you back.
Thanks. It's good to be back.
And I was saying, you know, before the show, I mean, you've been sitting out there for at least 4 weeks, I think, recovering, and it's got to be hard when you see all this crazy news. You can't even comment on it unless you're, you know, updating your social media profile.
I was doing that, but not very often. I mean, I did start back blogging, but that was like yesterday after I was like, I cannot take it anymore. I have to weigh in on this.
But yeah, so there's a lot to weigh in on. I've got a ton of stuff here, like way more content than we can even get through, but I wanted to talk about the main thrust of our coverage on Free Talk Live in the last week of this Ukraine, because we were doing People's Convoy for like 3 weeks straight, and then all of a sudden the war in Ukraine thing just took over. And
not the People's Convoy, but the Canadian Truckers Convoy.
We talked about the People's Convoy as well.
American.
Yeah, the People's Convoy is in the process. I believe it's in Missouri tonight. That's where they're stopping off, so they're over halfway.
What is this? That's the first I've heard about any of it.
Do you want to explain it?
Well, the People's Convoy is apparently an American analog of the Canadian Truckers Convoy.
curious. And, I mean, I've been watching the news every day and
it's
haven't
not
seen
in
a
the news.
Word about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, they don't talk. They were talking about it in the news a little bit before it was happening. They were talking about the fortification of D.C.
That's true. It did get a little bit of coverage.
Yeah, but,
that's true.
You know, when it actually started happening, I guess they stopped talking about it.
Yeah, it started in California, and it's going to be an 11-day journey, so they're really taking their time. They're
what
stopping.
Are they aiming to do?
Well, I think there's a website, and basically they want any kind of national mandates regarding COVID to be repealed. So one of those would definitely affect the trucker industry, where there's now a mandate that says if you're an international driver, meaning if you're coming from or going in or out of the United States, Canada, or Mexico, you have to be vaccinated.
Right.
So that's something I think they want to repeal. They also want any kind of national mandates repealed. So I presume that would include the airplane mask mandates and things like that. So whatever federal level kind of stuff has been put in place, which hasn't been a whole lot, but there are some things. And ultimately, it's just sort of like, you know, get back to the Constitution, that kind of talking point stuff.
Yeah, because that worked so well the first time.
Yeah, that's never going to happen, obviously. But they're targeting D.C., so after 11 days, they're going to end up in D.C. That was the plan. There was another one, the Freedom Convoy 2022. I don't know if you remember that one, nobody. But there was, like, at the beginning of this thing last week, we were confused because there was the People's Convoy, which was starting on the 25th, I think it was. And then there was...
Did they really
the
call 23rd. It the People's Convoy?
Yeah, that's the website.
Like the People's Democratic Republican mm-hmm. Convoy?
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. It sounds pretty lefty.
But it's not. It's all right-wingers.
Is it?
Yeah, I mean, of course. Like, you know, how many lefty truck drivers are there out there?
Well,
yeah,
that's true. Yeah. You don't find that many working-class lefties,
right.
Ironically.
They are out there, but... So at the same time this thing was kicking off, it was actually, I think, the 23rd when they started the People's Convoy. There was also news about this other convoy, which was also supposed to start in California, but 2 days later, on the 25th, and only take like 4 days to get from California to Washington, D.C. by the 1st. So they're supposed to arrive tomorrow. Well... And we played the video from that guy who's one of the purported organizers, who a lot of people are saying looks like a federal agent.
Oh, I'm sure.
He's like being recorded in D.C. making videos about this Freedom Convoy. Well, he has now announced that the Freedom Convoy has been rolled into the People's Convoy. So the Freedom Convoy never happened. It's now part of the People's Convoy. And so he still says he's going to have a rally on the 1st. But the People's Convoy isn't expected to arrive in D.C. until the 5th. So there's still several more days before this thing actually gets to D.C.
And my understanding is they're not planning on actually entering D.C., which maybe...
Some are, some aren't.
Okay. Which, I don't know, I think that's probably a good plan because, you know, the government in D.C. is pretty bloodthirsty.
Yeah, absolutely. And they've already talked about bringing in extra cops, and National Guard members are at the ready for this. So they're going to handle
truckers?
It. Yeah, they're going to handle it very differently than Ottawa did, I suspect. But, yeah. One guy was...
Well, they're even more cowardly.
Oh, yeah. And more well-armed.
True.
One of the truckers was talking about the, what do they call it, that loop that goes around D.C., I'm forgetting,
the Beltway.
Talking about doing something on the Beltway. He wasn't really clear about what he had in mind, but some, I don't know if it's going to be like a rolling roadblock or what they're going to do there, but he had...
Didn't they oppose that sort of thing when Black Lives Matter was doing it?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah. You know, although...
Funny how that works.
Yeah, although interestingly, apparently they were not completely blocking roads in Canada. I don't know what they're going to do in the U.S. But, yeah, there was... now, they were blocking the bridge in Canada, which I think a lot of people would have really objected to had it been Black Lives Matter. But, yeah, it's a normal hypocrisy that you expect on both the left and right fringes of the political spectrum.
That's a good point. I imagine the left right now is like, good, just run them over, plow right through them or whatever.
Oh, yeah, and actually somebody did plow through four of them in Canada. Which,
really?
Didn't you don't remember that? There were
somebody got run down.
The four people got hit. Jeez. Not in Ottawa, but in one of the other cities where it was going on.
The number, if you want to join the show, 603-283-6160. We're going to talk about the crypto aspect of what's going on right now with the Ukraine situation, because crypto got a lot of coverage in the Canadian protests with the truckers and the Freedom Convoy.
Yeah, and made some important converts.
Yeah, absolutely. There's more coming up here. The number is 603-283-6160. You can join the show. Bring up whatever's on your mind. It is free talk.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. It's Ian Aria and nobody in the studio here tonight. And we're going to talk about how cryptocurrency is having a real impact on yet another international situation.
I bet Putin's wishing he had a banned cryptocurrency now.
Yeah, I bet he's wishing that his government had actually bought some.
Yeah. Or earned some.
They did apparently get a bunch of gold, I think, at one point, so that was probably a smart move. But you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. Bitcoin.com is where you can go to learn about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. By the way, there's been a huge run-up in the Bitcoin price in just the last 24 hours. Last 24 hours, it's up 14, almost 15%.
Sounds like war.
Well, I mean, at the beginning of the war, it went down to like $34,000 or $33,000.
Well, that's people panicking, right?
Well, I mean, that's the thing. Like, you don't know what this thing's going to do. Bitcoin does what it wants. It doesn't care about what the world is doing.
That's true.
But up big time today. So, you know, it's still down from its record high of 68,000. So technically, it's still on sale if you want to look at it that way. Anyway, go to Bitcoin.com. Click Get Started at the top of the page, and you can learn some of the basics. Like, what is decentralization when it comes to money? Why does that matter? What is blockchain? These are some of the concepts you can get a handle on at Bitcoin.com. And if you're not brand new to crypto, you want to get the latest news headlines, they've got those over at news.bitcoin.com. Now, all right, you had told me off the air tonight that you've been reading mainstream news about this Ukraine situation. And what is the impression that you have so far?
Well, remember, I preface this by saying, you know, it's probably propaganda. Yeah. Or there's a good chance. But this Zelensky dude, they're painting him as this really awesome figure. And when I see these headlines, I see this person, I'm like, man, that's a leader. Where he's like, I need ammunition, not a ride. I'm like, yeah, dude. And it makes perfect sense. America's like, hey, we'll get you out of there. I can imagine the cowardly American politicians, you know, if there was an actual war, an invasion of the United States, they'd be cowering in their bunkers or whatever. But
sure.
This Ukrainian president, they're painting him as just this soldier, this war hero now.
And it's straight up fake.
It is, but
yeah, because and you mentioned like those stories, and they are always accompanied by these images of him like wearing camouflage, and he's got like a helmet on.
I mean, and that's why I assumed it was all propaganda, because I mean, if you're hiding out there defending against the enemy, who's got time to stage a photo shoot, man? Really?
That's because the photos were taken last year when he went down to Crimea and inspected the border. There were a bunch of pictures taken with him in a flak jacket and him in a, you know, helmet. And now they're trotting those out as though they're brand new. And it doesn't take long to just do a little bit of research and, you know, Google image search and find the original stories where these things appeared back as far as April of 2021. And in that same vein, Miss Ukraine, Anastasia Lena has been photographed, and pictures of her are showing up with her carrying a rifle.
I did see that one, and I think it was like, that's an airsoft gun.
Oh, you
right?
Even knew. Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty obvious that it's an airsoft gun, but apparently she was a former military member.
Okay.
I've heard.
Well, then why would they give her an airsoft gun?
Because she's a dumb bimbo? I don't know.
It doesn't make any sense. I mean, like, there are guns around. Why don't you just give the girl a real gun for the photo op? But no, she's got an airsoft rifle. And I saw one image of this girl where she's just kind of standing there toting the weapon. And now more images.
Can you really call an airsoft rifle a weapon? It's more like a toy.
It does shoot things.
That's true.
You could put an eye in or something with it if you hit somebody just
right. Take
out
a very small bird. Yeah.
You can fire steel balls with them if you want to.
Can you really?
So I'm told.
I've never used one, so I have no experience.
Nor have I.
But, yep, she's got the same airsoft rifle in these other images where she's laying down and she's aiming the gun. Well, purportedly aiming the gun, as some have observed. She's
such
got
bravery.
Her rear sight is flipped down, so she can't properly...
Take some stones to go into combat with an airsoft rifle.
Right. And she also took the time to do her makeup before she went into the field there. So obviously,
well, that's understandable.
This is not combat in any way, shape, or form. And the pictures were also taken last year or prior to that, right? Like, these are old pictures. These have nothing to do with what is going on today. So there's so much propaganda out there. And that's, you know, important point here is, like, that one of the most interesting things about this is a war happening where finally we can get both sides, quote unquote, right? Like, yeah, you can get the Western propaganda.
And both sides are feeding us lies.
Of course. And
well, both sides are insane, as far as I can tell.
And you can get the side of the Russians, and you can get all kinds of other opinions about this. Unless, of course, you live in a country where they ban the Russian media, and that is what is in the news today and yesterday. RT, we know, it stands for Russia Today, and they're like the BBC of Russia, right? So it's a government-funded news operation.
Well, Russia Today is involved with Russia? You think?
Shocking, right?
Is
wow.
It all Russian media state propaganda?
I'm pretty sure it is, yeah. Every time I ever, like, you remember the
there are independent bloggers in Russia, but
sure,
they are few and far between and operate at their own peril.
But television broadcasts in Russia seem to be all state-run. Remember when they came to interview you?
Yeah.
That was a state operation, wasn't it?
Yeah, the state of Russia has personally made fun of me.
Wow.
It's true. It was during...
I still don't think we should ban them from the United States or European Union or Australia.
No, they should be able to make fun of anybody they want to.
Yeah, including themselves.
Yeah.
And the fact is, RT does good reporting on the United States. They do rock-solid, critical reporting. They ask the tough questions.
The American media is not going
to. No, exactly. Now, they don't do it when it comes to Russia, but you know what you're getting when you go to RT.
Yeah.
But according to, RT, Australia is now suspending RT's broadcast, and so is the EU. So Australia's satellite operator Foxtel notified RT Saturday that it is suspending the channel's broadcast distribution in Australia as part of its services, quote, in view of concern about the situation in Ukraine.
How does this work in the age of the internet? Just go to RT.com.
Well, we know that Australia has internet filters. Now, I don't know if the Australian government is filtering RT, but years ago they put in internet filters in Australia, quote-unquote, to fight, you know, child abuse imagery or whatever it was. But then, you know, they've expanded from there.
Oh, of course.
And Britain has some controls as well because they were filtering. Just regular porn, I think they were.
Yeah, if you didn't have like the right pass, something like that,
yeah.
Sort of adult access. I don't know what it is, some kind of system that they are mandating in the UK.
Yeah,
that's what's tied in.
So that's pretty horrific because once you have that, you can expand your blocks from, you know, whatever they start out as to whatever you want them to be.
We got more coming up here. I'll tell you more about the bans because, again, it's also the European Union is also prohibiting RT and also Sputnik, which is another Russian-based news agency that does more radio broadcasts. There's more on the way here. You can join the show. The number is 603-283-6160. Then we'll get into how cryptocurrency is jumping into all this conflict with the Ukraine.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States is seeing a surge in gas prices amid the ongoing Russian invasion of Ukraine. AAA's national average for regular is up to $3.61 a gallon, a penny higher than yesterday and 8 cents higher than a week ago. This driver in Arizona telling CNN he's fed up with high gas prices.
I commute about 60 miles from in Arizona. I work also for college, so it's really hitting my pockets because I spend about $15 a day each way to commute, so it's really adding up.
President Biden is reassuring Americans not to be concerned over a nuclear war with Russia. This on the heels of Russian President Vladimir Putin putting his nuclear forces on high alert as his military continues invading Ukraine. You're listening to USA Radio News. President Biden is continuing to prepare his State of the Union address.
President Biden will deliver his first State of the Union address on Tuesday night. The speech comes as the country enters the third year of the coronavirus pandemic. Rising concerns about the economy, including runaway inflation and military blunders. A February Pew Research poll reveals what Americans are thinking our priorities should be. Number five is Social Security, led by improving education, the pandemic, reducing health care costs, and number one, strengthening the economy. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The President and First Lady are marking Black History Month. During a White House ceremony, the President saying black stories are part of the ongoing story of America.
Black History Month is more than a celebration. It's a powerful, powerful reminder that black history is American history. Black culture is American culture.
Find us online at usaradio.com. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
If you want to join the show, the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And to our knowledge, our channel, thankfully, has not been banned from satellite broadcasters. But in Australia, one of their major satellite providers, Foxtel, has now notified RT as of this weekend, RT being Russia Today, that they are suspending their broadcast distribution. Foxtel is a satellite operator that covers all of Australia's territory and has its own what's called over-the-top server, allowing media services to be offered to the audience directly via the internet, and they have about 3.8 million clients.
I feel pretty sure that if we were on in Australia, they would have canceled us during COVID.
Yeah, could be.
Yeah, I mean, they went pretty hardcore.
It probably still are. I haven't heard much from Australia recently.
That's because they went so hardcore, there's just a media blackout.
You're welcome to weigh in here if you want to, but on Thursday, Poland removed RT, along with some other Russian broadcasters, from its cable and satellite networks, as well as internet platforms.
Is this so that people in the West can be as cut off from what's happening in Russia as Russia's are cut off from what's happening in the West?
Well, I mean, it's clearly the reason why they're doing it is because they don't want their people to hear any other side besides the mainstream media propaganda that they want to shove down their throat, and RT is counter to that.
I mean, that's straight up North Korean tactics.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's and the thing is, I think in this case, Putin is probably in the wrong. I mean,
from what I
nobody
can tell,
invaded his country.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's usually my criteria is who, you know, if somebody dies in war, the question of whether they were a terrorist or a freedom fighter generally comes down to whose territory were they on? Well, were they on their own territory or somebody else's?
The question is...
So the Russians, they are on Russian territory right now.
Well, right. So the question is, what is really happening? Because if what is happening is Putin is invading all of Ukraine and rolling tanks into all the major cities and, you know, bombing buildings or whatever, then that's, you know, clearly an act of war. But if what is happening is what the Russians are claiming is was happening, which is they are only going into the provinces in which that have declared independence, the Donbas areas of Luhansk and what's the other one? Donetsk.
And where the Nazis are trying to exterminate the Russian loyalists or whatever they're being...
Well, the story is...
something to that effect.
The story is, in 2014, these areas declared independence, and now Putin is acknowledging their independence and is saying, okay, you guys want some help because the Ukrainian government has been bombing you for the last 6 years and attacking your people. We're going to bring in some troops to help you out. But at the same time, it then expanded from just going to help those regions to we're going to, quote-unquote, demilitarize and denazify Ukraine. So it's not just that they're going into those two areas, but it's that they're targeting the Ukrainian military, and they say they're not targeting the civilians. So, like, I see what you're saying, Nobody, that, yeah, that definitely certainly seems like an aggressive act. But if it was indeed to defend an independent area, does that change how you feel about it?
If they limited it to those areas, then, yeah, that, and if indeed the majority of the people in those areas are preferring the Russians to the Ukrainians, then yeah, that would alter my feelings about it. I mean, I'm not a big fan of democracy writ small, by which I mean letting, you know, the majority micromanage the affairs of the minority. But if what you're deciding is what government is our region going to be under, if any, you almost have to defer to the majority, because where else can you go?
Yeah.
You know, there's no other criteria, you know. If the majority of people want to live in an Islamic caliphate, for example, in a particular area,
your best bet is to leave.
Then they should have it, have that. What I would ask is let the people who don't want that leave, and let them go someplace else. And if other people in other places want an Islamic caliphate, be willing to accept them.
Right. And
you know, let us send people who are trying to turn America into a caliphate. Not that I think that there's a lot of people doing that, but if we do find people who are trying to turn America into a caliphate, then, you know, you should be willing to accept that, because those are the people aligned with you.
In other news, according to RT, the Russian military has been offering safe passage for evacuation from Kyiv, Moscow urging civilians to evacuate from the Ukrainian capital.
This is why they don't want us to have access to RT, right? Because then we hear stuff like that, which kind of conflicts with the mainstream media's approach to, oh, now the Russians are talking about throwing nukes.
Yeah.
Well, the chances of the Russians throwing nukes at the Ukraine are slim to none.
Correct.
Only because of, you know, wind.
Fallout.
Yeah, I mean, that they would be nuking themselves.
And there's plenty of Russians in
Ukraine.
Well,
they also want to take over Ukraine. They don't want to annihilate it.
They don't want scorched earth and, yeah.
Right.
But they want something to roll over. They want subjects to roll over, in theory.
The nuke stuff seems to be just straight-up fear-mongering. I mean, we all understand mutually assured destruction, and you can better believe Vladimir Putin understands that as well.
Yeah. Right?
So, like, that's the odds that are going to happen seem very, very slim.
Yeah, but that's not what the media is saying.
No, of course not. They want to whip this guy up as though he's the new Hitler, and they literally had him with a Hitler mustache on the front page of Drudge Report over the weekend.
Oh, wow. People, they should have used Trudeau for that.
Well, they did that.
Okay, good.
people are spray painting Adolf Putin on sides of buildings and stuff. Yeah, I mean, they're going all out.
There seem to be, interestingly enough, protests against the war in Russia.
Yes, that's right. I've got a story about that, too, where they are absolutely cracking down, purportedly, on these anti-war protests in Russia.
Is this the Western media just taking, like, four people, calling it a protest, and then going, hey, look, Russia's against the war?
It looks large.
I mean, of course, and again, you know, this is the problem of living in the world in which we live, is that there are no trustworthy sources of information.
Right.
Literally none. You know, and that's unfortunate, because I've seen images of very large protests, what purport to be very large protests in Russia, but they might not be in Russia, and they might not be for that reason.
Yeah, that may be from the 2012 invasion of Georgia or whenever it was.
Well, that's another good point. There's a lot of video that's being passed around on social media as though it just happened yesterday, that's as old as several years of, you know, oh, look, the Ukrainians are attacking the Russian tanks with Molotovs. No, that's from 2014 or whatever it was, right? Like, these things are not really happening now. And that's another interesting point.
They might be happening now, but those images aren't real.
That's the thing. The Ukraine still has internet, so if there is in the streets fighting going on, you know there would be videos coming out that are fresh from this conflict.
Yeah, it'd be all over Twitter.
Almost nothing.
I'm pretty sure that if I was out shooting at Russians, I wouldn't be posting videos of it, because I wouldn't want to be giving up information on my location, on what I was doing, on who I was.
But there's innocent bystanders. I mean, that's one of the issues with war. There's civilians out there who'd be like, oh, my God, this is what's happening right
that's
now.
That's just the world we're in right now. Somebody's going to, if they don't have a gun in their hands, they're going to have a camera in their hands, and they're going to record what's going on.
Where are the tweets? So. Y'all, these Russian tanks just went down my street.
Yeah.
I'm so scared. Where are all the tweets, man?
I didn't see the video, but there was apparently one of my co-hosts earlier a few days ago said they saw a video of a new tank man, of an alleged Ukrainian man standing in front of a Russian tank, and then the Russian tank tries to, like, zigzag around to avoid hitting the guy. I'm like, well, okay, so clearly they're not attacking the civilians, right? Because if they were attacking the civilians, they would have just gone ahead and taken that guy out rather than try to go around him.
Well, compare it to what they were doing in Afghanistan when they would slowly roll tanks over people feet first in order to get information out of them. Yeah, that was the Russians.
There's more coming up here at 603-283-6160.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now, because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. We'll get back into or get into your phone calls here. With you tonight is Ian.
All right.
And nobody.
Don't forget, you can join us online anytime you want. Head over to freetalklive.com and you can join our Matrix chat server. Matrix is a decentralized, federated chat system. It's self-hosted, so we're running the server. It allows you to interact with other Free Talk Live listeners, as well as people from other Matrix chat servers around the world. It's a pretty cool system.
The Matrix is real.
Yes. Even if you want to post forbidden content, like from Russia Today.
That's true. You can do that there over at chat.freetalklive.com. We're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Again, the number is 603-283-6160. We go to Steven. He's calling us from North Georgia. Steven, you're on Free Talk Live.
Which Georgia?
The Georgia where they wear overalls and say really mean words based on your skin color.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that still popular?
Is that the Russian
there?
One?
Do you think that that Georgia is still, and this is America, Georgia, of course. Do you see a lot of racism in your everyday life in Georgia?
Absolutely, I do.
Well, that's too bad.
Did you move to Georgia, Stephen? Or are you from Georgia?
On and off. Like, my parents are from here. I was born in Virginia. I moved back and forth. But to answer, is that Mr. Nobody asking that question?
Yeah, that was Nobody.
Yeah, I'm looking at my neighbor's Klan flag right now.
Oh, my God.
Jesus. And your neighbor's what?
Klan flag, he said.
Klan flag, literally open. Wow.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, what were you calling about tonight?
So I said yesterday that I think that a large part of what's going on in Ukraine is a power grab to keep us from defending ourselves. And I want to call out, I guess, the 43rd president of these ununited states. He got really up in arms in, I guess, 08, 07.
43 was Obama.
Was it Bush?
Yeah.
Was Obama?
No, I'm talking about Obama. Is Obama 43 or 44?
I don't know. I thought Trump was 45, but I don't pick.
Trump was 45.
Well, George W. Bush was definitely 2007, 2008.
Yeah, so that would be the Bush would have been 43 then, because Obama came before Trump.
Right.
Well, anyway, Bush or Obama, while he was on campaign,
it's easy to confuse them because they are basically the same person.
They are basically the same person.
Anyway, what about him?
They just come in different colors.
Yeah.
Just don't tell the people of Georgia.
Georgia.
Which one? State or country? But
go ahead.
No, he called out China for installing sensor software on all the computers.
Mm-hmm.
And what y'all are talking about right now is censorship. They're doing it in the name of war. They're doing it in the name of national security. They're doing it in the name of decency. No, they wanted a reason to do this, and now they have their reason. I'm sorry, but the same government.
Well, hold on. Before you go on, have you heard anything about the U.S. government censoring RT? Because it is happening in Australia, and it is happening in the EU. We'll get to the EU story in a moment, but I have not heard about the U.S.
I don't think the U.S. government would. I mean, they're crazy, but there are certain lines that this is not worth it for them to cross.
There's still that whole free speech thing in play here to some extent.
I mean, do you really see a big difference between Australia and America?
Oh, Lord, yes.
Yes.
In Australia, all of the living creatures are trying to kill you. In America, it's pretty much just the government.
Are you saying that America is safer than Australia?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, here in New Hampshire, we have the right to bear arms, and you don't have that in Australia. That's one major difference. Obviously,
well,
there's some cities.
Isn't New Hampshire the safest state in the U.S. as well?
Yeah, it ranks up there with Vermont, where they also have the right to bear arms, but not quite as good of rights in Vermont.
So I'm definitely safer here than in Australia.
Yeah, New Hampshire is absolutely one of the safest places on the planet.
What is the most oppressive thing in New Hampshire? Let me ask you that real quick.
The state.
Well,
that arrested us, yeah.
You're like, you have the right to bear arms. I assume you have the right to smoke weed.
No, it's decriminalized here, so they'll leave you alone for it.
You have
days.
The right to smoke it, but not to be in possession of... Now, when I say this, I mean the legal right. Of course, you have the moral right to do anything that doesn't encroach on the rights of others, but you have they'll leave you alone for smoking it, but if you have a large quantity, then they'll bust your balls.
You can do psychedelic mushrooms for spiritual purposes.
Really?
You can do that in Georgia.
Oh, is there a Supreme Court?
You can also get lynched, apparently.
Is there a Supreme Court decision in Georgia about that? Because as far as I know, the Oklavaya North American Church has really only identified New Hampshire as where there's been a Supreme Court case about that.
There is precedent for maybe not psilocybin, but there is precedent for what happens inside of a church building. Like, in the state of Georgia, cops cannot go into a church building without the permission of the executor, like, officer.
I highly doubt that.
I will send you a video.
Are you saying they can't get a warrant to search a church building in Georgia?
If they want a warrant, it has to come from the Attorney General's office in Atlanta. And they're not writing.
So they can search your church building.
They're not writing that warrant because
don't tell the Catholics.
They're trying to get a warrant for, and they've been trying for years over snake-toting Baptists because they want to remove the snakes. And they have
to protect the Baptists or the snakes.
to protect the children that have been bit by the snakes.
Okay.
Yeah,
dude, you are giving me a headache.
Well, I guarantee you that if they, are to allege that you've got a bunch of marijuana in your church, they're going to get a warrant, and they're going to search it.
They camped for the Rastafarian church in Atlanta.
Really? Okay, I'd be interested in hearing the details of that case.
Yeah.
The Rastafarians will not give me marijuana unless I sign their thing. I'm not signing their thing because I don't believe their stuff.
Gotcha.
But if you sign their document, you can sit on their back porch or on their balcony and smoke as much weed as you want and wave as cop cars, and the cops get really frustrated about it.
Interesting. All right.
Yeah.
Cool. But, thanks for the heads up.
But I look at all of what's going on right now is power grabs. The last couple of years have just been power grab after power grab after power grab, and it's taking freedom away from the people. And I think every time we look at something, the question is, how does this affect personal freedom? If the answer is negatively, which it is most of the time, you fight to the death over it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, honestly, I
don't know that everything is worth fighting to the death over. I mean, certainly there's a line, but, I mean, if you want to say the right to smoke pot, you want to fight to the death over that, I'm just going to call you a moron. You know, it's not worth dying over.
Most people tend to agree with you, obviously, because there's no one fighting to the death over that.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you call it when LAPD raids a Compton home and shoots a bunch of people?
Murder.
They're killing each other. They're killing each other over weed.
No, cops are killing people over weed.
Yeah, one's killing the cops back over weed.
Oh,
it's a war on drugs, not a war
drugs
where the
have declared war on the police.
Yeah, if the drug cartels actually wanted to fight back in the war on drugs, then the cops would have a really difficult time. But the drug cartels seem to be okay with just, you know, sacrificing some of their troops from time to time.
They make more money this way.
And replacing them with other ones. Stephen, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The number here is 603-283-6160. I'm curious about this Rastafarian church that he's talking about in Atlanta. He had called last night and was very critical of the Free State Project and ultimately made the claim. I'd asked him, well, how many, you know, libertarians got elected down there? And he claimed there were three of them. And, of course, he's not. I tried to check one of his claims. He mentioned one woman specifically. And I looked her up. She's an activist with the Libertarian Party in North Georgia. She's running for office, but I could not find any evidence that she has ever held office. And you would think that if you were running for office, there would be some kind of evidence. Or, you know, like if you had supposedly won in 2014 state rep in North Georgia, that, I don't know, some newspaper or some website would have acknowledged that.
Yeah, there'd be something.
Not to mention that it would be, one would think, on your Wikipedia entry, that it would be on your campaign website.
Wasn't there. It didn't say. On her campaign website, it did not say, oh, I'm the former, you know, state rep from 2014. Didn't say that at all. So, I don't know.
I would be saying that if it was me.
Like, he's not here to talk about it tonight, so maybe it wasn't fair of me to bring it up without him on the line, but I couldn't figure it out, and I looked. There's more coming up here, 603-283-6160. The fact is, if you want to be a successful libertarian, you got to move where all the libertarians...
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.